You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was bad yesterday. It was Zoe's birthday, so Gretch made homemade pizza, and they brought home a Costco chocolate cake. So
nothing wrong with that.
I went ahead and had pizza and chocolate cake yesterday. There's the whole thing about the cheat day, and I guess that was my cheat day yesterday.
It's all right.
And I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Even The Rock has cheat days, Dom. I follow Mr. Rock on his Instagram, but his cheat days involve like four or five plates of pancakes and cake and a full pizza. So you're fine. You're in good company. You're there with
I'm
The
not
Rock.
Worried about it. I'm not worried about it. I've been so good, so I can have a day like that. Mm-hmm. And it was, I got to tell you, I don't know if they're using witchcraft to make those cakes. They're doing something.
There's cocaine in them.
They're casting a spell through this stuff.
They're
because
so good.
I would defy, except for that small group of people out there who say, I hate chocolate. Other than those people.
We can't be friends.
I would defy anyone to have one or two bites of that cake and not then turn around and finish an entire
piece. You get goosebumps when you
eat
it, You get that weird tingly feeling.
It's like, there's always jokes about, crack and stuff like that, but it's truly some sort of, I don't know what it is.
It's crack cake.
There's that. And then we watched that documentary that I was talking to you about, the one about Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already listened to because I'm fascinated by the guy. I've already listened to an audiobook, kind of one of his biographies from somebody. But this is a little bit more updated and quite the interesting life. They even interviewed a psychiatrist or psychologist, probably a psychiatrist, who sure enough did the thing and said it goes back to his childhood. This is all a result of things in his childhood. And it was kind of funny to hear him say that. I don't know, but it's a really interesting story. Talking about how if the rest of us sold a company and made $50 million and then started up another one and sold that and made $165 million, how many people would take every penny of that and dump it into starting yet another company?
Yeah, like, you just kick back and relax,
Right. What percentage of people are going to the beach, and just that's it? I've got $200 million in the bank.
I'm good.
I'm pretty much set.
I'm good. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my life. But
I'm set. My kids and my grandchildren are all set. But he's the kind who dumped all of it to the point that, he almost went bankrupt.
Dude's got drive, man.
Yeah, it's pretty
changing
insane.
Humanity.
So anyway, I know you. That could be a good
I might check that one out.
You.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot.
That. Tell me about the talent show.
Well, first things first, since you gave a little shout-out about birthday girl yesterday, I do have to wish my sweet little peanut Lila a happy birthday today.
That's right.
And like you, today will be my cheat day as well, because we asked her what she wants for her birthday dinner, and she said the Costco mac and cheese. We're giving a lot of love to Costco this morning. But they've got that big slab of their mac and cheese that they make there in the store, and she loves it, so we'll be doing that, and then Nicole special ordered some sort of dessert that I'm not allowed to talk about because she doesn't know about it yet.
Gotcha.
I'll tell you about that tomorrow.
You know what I think of every time I think of your sweet daughter?
What's that?
Is I have an older brother who was really in pretty critical condition with leukemia, mm-hmm. and the doctors worked medical miracles with him, and now years later he is doing so well.
Yeah.
And I think about that, and then I think about little Lila, who was born months prematurely,
completely unexpectedly.
Months
early. Yeah.
And I think about the medical professionals and how far we have come,
mm-hmm.
because she is a healthy, bouncing little girl, and it's thanks to people who, have pretty much dedicated their lives to making our health conditions better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, 100%. Because she was a preemie on oxygen, just tiny as could be. And those nurses there in the NICU were phenomenal. Just incredible people. You're right. You'd never know that she came early now. I mean, she's thriving. She's like a normal kid.
It's just, thanks to the people who've dedicated their lives to this. And we take it for granted.
Yeah.
Right? That it's just like, oh, preemie baby, you know, she'll be fine. It's like, yeah. But a lot of hard work and effort and study and medical
miracles, yeah,
went into all of that. And I think about it every time when I think of either my brother or Lila. So
When you're going through it, it's scary. But when they come out of it, it's incredible. And then I have to tip my hat to Mr. Reed, my son, who's been, you know, he's only been playing guitar for, I don't know, 3 months now or something. Our producer, Josh, has been his guitar teacher. And Reed was panicking because the talent show was coming up at school, and he really wanted to be a part of it, but he wasn't fully prepared with his guitar stuff. And Josh came over last night, and we recorded Reed while Josh was there and helped him along. And I pulled just a couple snippets because, I mean, it's kind of fun to listen to a 9-year-old who's been playing guitar for 3 months and the progress they're making.
Play it.
So
playing guitar.
Here's a little Top Gun here.
I'm going to be playing Top Gun Anthem, Wonderwall by Oasis, and a couple picking samples. I'm going to start with Top Gun. Here we go.
Makes you want to put some aviators on, huh?
He
needs a whammy. No, he needs
a whammy on that action.
All right, so there's that. Let me quickly just fast forward to Wonderwall because this is one of my favorite songs. And when he said, I want to learn how to play it, here's just a snippet. There you go.
Now I'm going to be playing Wonderwall.
Bad, right?
That's really good. Right on.
There you go. A little proud dad moment there on the radio with
you
my boy.
Should be.
He's doing pretty good.
That's
man.
Excellent.
He's like a little sponge right now.